Hello, Audio Boo. It's Sunday afternoon. This is an Audio Boo. I've not recorded one of these for a while. And this is one that I wish I didn't have to record. As we have a sort of a routine or a tradition or whatever. Usually on a Sunday afternoon, Jan's mum and dad come over for an hour or 2 hours. Just to have a cup of tea or make a fuss of the pets and sit and watch TV and have a bit of a chat. So they don't live that far away, just about 5 or 6 miles away in Barnsley. But it's not happening this Sunday. And that's because on Friday, Jan's dad was taken ill. He'd been suffering, he'd had pneumonia and he'd been in and out of hospital a couple of times, and he'd been in 2 weeks ago and come out again. And then Friday morning, he was having breathing difficulties, and the ambulance came, and it looked really touch and go for a while. But then he seemed to be picking up, and Jan came home to do a bit of shopping and was going to go back in and visit him. We had a call from the hospital at 4 o'clock saying come straight away. So we went straight away. And he died. He'd, you know, taken a turn for the worse, and died just before 4 o'clock. So we're all a bit numb at the moment. It's something that happens. He was 78, so you can't say it's too young or too old or whatever. It's just something that happens. We're going to miss him, particularly on a Sunday afternoon. I can still, last Sunday he'd come over and he'd watch something on the TV with the subtitles on, because he was deaf and could hardly hear anything. But the cats had come and sit on his lap, or the dog would fuss around and sniff his ankles. And in the summer, he'd bring us a bag of tomatoes from his garden and other bits and pieces. He used to spend all his days up on his allotment or in his back garden, and he'd grow phenomenal amounts of fantastic fruit and vegetables and flowers, and give most of them away. He'd take them up to the club where he went, a couple of times a week, or friends on the allotment, and for us. And he'd always cook a Sunday lunch with vegetables from the garden, and then plate up a meal and bring it over for Jamie to have for his Sunday tea as a treat. And that's not going to happen anymore. That's my news. So I might be a bit quiet on Twitter and other things for a while. But life goes on. So we've got the funeral to arrange, and Jan and her brother will be sorting that out. Such is life. Anyway, I'll close it there. Thank you for listening, if you have. I'll raise a glass to Pete Rockcliffe, who was a really, really lovely man. Okay, goodbye.